Idols are destroyed, and religious renewal and recommitment to core values carry the day in the Haftarah for the second day of Pesach, chapter 23 from 2 Kings. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
At the king's summons, all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem assembled before him. The king went up to the house of Adonai together with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the prophets, all the people, young and old. And he read to them the entire text of the covenant scroll which had been found in the house of Adonai. The king stood by the pillar and solemnized the covenant before Adonai, that they would follow Adonai and observe God's commandments, injunctions, and laws with all their heart and soul, that they would fulfill all the terms of his covenant as inscribed upon the scroll, and all the people entered into the covenant. Then the king ordered the high priest Hilkiah, the priests of the second rank, and the guards of the threshold to bring out of the temple of Adonai all the objects made for Baal and Asherah and all the host of heaven. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and he removed the ashes to Bethel. He suppressed the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had appointed to make offerings at the shrines in the towns of Judah and in the environs of Jerusalem, and those who made offerings to Baal, to the sun and moon and constellations, all the host of heaven. He brought out the image of Asherah from the house of Adonai to the Kidron Valley outside Jerusalem and burnt it in the Kidron Valley. He beat it to dust and scattered its dust over the burial ground of the common people. He tore down the cubicles of the male prostitutes in the house of Adonai at the place where the women wore coverings for Asherah. He brought all the priests from the towns of Judah to Jerusalem and defiled the shrines where the priests had been making offerings from Geva to Beersheba. He also demolished the shrines of the gates, which were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the city prefect, which were on the person's left upon entering the city gate. The priests of the shrines, however, did not ascend to the altar of Adonai in Jerusalem, but they ate unleavened bread along with their kinsmen. The king commanded all the people, "Offer the Passover sacrifice to Adonai your God as prescribed in this scroll of the covenant." Now, the Passover sacrifice had not been offered in that manner in the days of the chieftains who ruled Israel, or during the days of the kings of Israel or the kings of Judah. Only in the 18th year of King Josiah was such a Passover sacrifice offered in that manner to Adonai in Jerusalem. Josiah also did away with the necromancers and the mediums, the idols and the fetishes, all the detestable things that were to be seen in the land of Judah and Jerusalem. Thus he fulfilled the terms of the teaching recorded in the scroll that the priest Hilkiah had found in the house of Adonai. There was no king like him before who turned back to Adonai with all his heart and soul and might, in full accord with the teaching of Moses. Nor did any like him arise after him.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.